It took 10 minutes for a panel of Ontario Court of Appeal judges to deny the appeal of convicted first-degree murderer Kaylin Schlatter in a Toronto court this week. Schlatter was convicted of the first-degree murder of 22-year-old Tess Ritchie in March 2020. The Crown successfully argued Schlatter sexually assaulted Ritchie in November 2017 and then killed her in the stairwell of a building under construction in Toronto's Village. See related. Kaylin Schlatter found guilty by jury of killing Tess Ritchie. The Ritchie family has deep ties to North Bay and tells Bay Today that following the appeal was an overwhelming process but garnered a welcome result. It was Tess Ritchie's own mother who found her body days after she was reported missing. The Ritchie case has brought about some reforms in how police approach missing person cases. Toronto Police Service misconduct hearings related to the Ritchie case are expected to take place soon. See also, Ritchie family files lawsuit to honor Tess and protect potential victims. The family filed a $20 million lawsuit after Schlatter's conviction in 2020 to hold others accountable for actions that contributed to her death, and to help prevent similar incidents in the future, according to Ritchie's mother, Christine Hermiston. The panel will give its reasoning for upholding Schlatter's sentence of life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years at a later date. The Toronto man, 23 at the time of his trial, filed the notice of his appeal shortly after his 2020 conviction.